Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you. Lord God, I just pray right now that we shouldn't get weary in well done. We shouldn't get down and out because we face a trial, because we face a situation or a circumstance that is not comfortable. But Lord, you're trying to work something in us and out of us. And we shouldn't think it's strange that something happened to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Go to the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses number 12. We're gonna dive in on that. Don't think it's strange, saint. You know, we all face a trial. We all going to face situations and circumstances in our life. Guess what? I got a key for you. Since we already know that it's going to take place, we already know that a trial and a test and a situation going to come. We already know that. We already know that. But guess what? It's how we handle it when it comes. It's how we handle the trial, the test, and the situation. Now, we know, it said, take heed when ye fall. It didn't say if you're going to fall. It didn't say maybe you're going to fall. It said when you fall. Evidently, that means to me and you today that you're going to fall. You're going to face a trial, a test, a situation, a circumstance, hardship, and pain. Yes. But it's depending on how you handle it. When it's coming, it's coming. It's inevitable. We can't stop it. Watch this here. 1 Peter 4 and 12. He said, beloved, think it's not strange concerning the trial, the fiery trial, which is to try you. Yes, it's going to try you. Yes, it's going to try your faithfulness, commitment, dedication, or no matter what attitude. It's going to be tried. It's going to be tested. And it's depending on how we coming out, whether we're going to allow that trial to get on top of us or we're going to get on top of it. It's depending on how we handle it. It's going to come. That's just the way of life. Those are seasons and time that we go through. Season and time. That's three kind of people that's under the sound of my voice right now. Either you're in a trial and a test. You're going through a situation, a circumstance, and it seems like you can't take no more. But then guess what? Something else break down. Something else come along. You're in a trial. You're in a test in the situation. That's one category. There's another category to say, well, you know something? I've been in that, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I can see a ray of hope. I can see the end of the tunnel. You might have been in a trial and a test in a situation, but now you're in a situation and a season in your life that you're coming out. You see a ray of hope is over with. Well, you say, Pastor, I can't and I don't identify with neither one of those. I'm not in a trial. I hadn't been in a trial. Everything is okay. My bills are paid. Everything is lovely. Everything is going on lovely. I want you to know. The Bible said, take heed, lest you fall. It's just a matter of time. It don't take but one visit to the doctor. It don't take but one phone call. And I want you to know that'll turn your world upside down. Come on now. It's inevitable. That's where we at. So we shouldn't get upset. We shouldn't get all down and out. When we go through that trial, that test, and that situation, notice what it says there. It said, think it's not strange. Don't be saying, why me? How come me? Well, why not you? Why not you? He's trying to bring you to the next level. You never know what you can take. You never know what you can go through unless you're challenged, unless you go through it. I like that. Isaiah 43, verse 1, 2, and 3. He said, when thou passest through the rivers and the waters and the fire, he said, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. One part of the scripture, I forget the translation. He said, I will not. I will not. I will not. He will not lead you three times. He'll be with you. Why should we get all down and out? Because we go through that season of time. All we got to do is just recalculate and keep on going. Keep on going to your destination. Keep on pressing on. Keep on moving. Long as you're moving, a target is hard to hit as long as it's moving. But if you stop and get still, then the enemy, he knows he done locate you. He know where you at. He can gang up on you. The Bible said, think it's not strange concerning the trial, the fiery trial, which is to try you. As those, watch this sound, as though something strange things are happening to you. It's not strange. We just heard the song that he knows your name. He knows what you need. And sometimes he order a situation, a circumstance, so you'll see where you are. Here, so you can see where you're at. See, sometimes you think you got it going on. Sometimes you think that, hey, I got it. I'm moving in the right direction. But he wants you to come on up to the next level, so he'll allow, permit a situation or a circumstance to come, for you can check yourself. Come on now. We pressing on, we keeping on, saying we going to make it. We got to make it. We must make it. We will make it by the grace of God. By the grace of God. But we got to handle it. Go to James. Go to the book of James. Notice what he says here. James 1 and 2. James 1 and 2. Come on now. James 1 and 2. He said, my brother, my sister also. Now, this for you too. My brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation. He said, when ye fall, it's just a matter of time we all going to go through. We're going to be shaken. Yeah, we're going to be shaken. It's the Christian life. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Can we count it all joy? Because we can, if we just begin to see it through the eyes of Jesus, can we just praise God and just thank God? Lord, not because you're going through it, but because are you in a trial, but you can praise God and thank him because you know you got the way out and Jesus is the way. I got the way out. He going to bring me out. He not going to leave me in this mess. When he come out, I'm going with him. Come on now. Come on now. Let's just, he said, when ye fall, not if, not maybe, not you might, but you're going to fall in a trial, in a test, in a situation, circumstance. Come on now. Let's look at something else. Let's go to John 16:33. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. But we're going to handle it. We can handle it. He ain't going to put too much on you that you can't. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to mature. Just what we were talking about earlier, about these, writing it out to the full, just checking you out. He wants us to grow up, do what we know to do. Them that, what the scripture tells us that, him to know good, know to do good and don't do good, that's sin. We need to just do it. We need to just be a doer. We need to just do it. No matter what it look like, feel like, no matter what it seemed like. Look at John 16:33. Come on now. I'm so glad that you made it here today. I'm so glad that you came. And don't worry about your sisters and your brothers that's not here. Ooh, they should have been here. No, he knew that this day who was going to be here. He know all about it. Nothing strange is happening that he's not aware of that. Look at John 16:33. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have what? In the world. We in the world, but we're not of the world. Yes, we here. We in the world. He said, ye shall have tribulation. We're going to have tribulation. We're going to have hardship. We're going to have persecution. We're going to have disappointment. We're going to have it. Trust me. People say, hey, I'm going to be with you. I'm for you. Hey, and when the time comes, you look around. Guess what? I don't even think it's strange. Watch this. They did Jesus like that when he was there. They betrayed him. They went to sleep. He just wanted them to watch with him and pray with him. They, when he needed them, they would take a little siesta. But guess what? That's just the way of life. That's just what we at. And when, watch this. And when we understand this, when we understand and we sell it in our mind that this is a season that we're going through, a trial, a test, situation, circumstance, hardship, and pain, it won't be this way always. It's depending on how we handle it. Is we going to mumble, grumble, and complain? But are we going to just lift up our hands and say, Lord, I just thank you that you are molding me and shaping me. Lord, I thank you that you know best for me. It's something that you want to work in. It's something that you want to work out. Help me. Give me the grace to keep on keeping on keeping on.